Gordon, what's it like to be back with a winner?
Yeah, no, it's great to get back. Obviously, with a winner, you know, it's been a long 6 months, but we're back now. Can't wait.
From your own point of view, tough few months nonetheless, but you stuck it out, you did your time, and you're back and you're looking forward to it.
That's it, yeah, we're looking forward now. We're not looking back. We'll have a nice horse to look forward to for the winter. So, looking forward to the stall next week and on from there.
And when you came back in with your winner at Sligo, what was that like? Was it like starting all over again?
It was brilliant. I mean, to see the reception we got, people clapping us back in and everything, it just goes to show, what Irish people are like, you know, it's unbelievable.
Winter horses now, they're all back in. When will they have come back in, the real good winter horses?
They're back in Canterbury, they're probably a month or 6 weeks now, you know. So a lot of them probably start off in Down Royal, a few before and a few after, but look, they're just still cantering away, so we'll see where we're going.
And principally Listowel, the national, you have a few in the race. What's the likely team looking like?
You know, a good team in it. Obviously Aramax, you know, ran well in the Galway Blazers, as did the Big Lens. Conflated is a graded horse running in a handicap now. It takes that type of horse to win the race, you know, so he ticks a lot of the boxes. He's got good novice form, so he has, he's a bit hot and cold, but he's in good form at home at the moment, so loves going left-handed, so I think the race could suit him. And Farclass has got loads of experience. He's running the English National and everything, so there's four horses, everyone have got a chance.
And Farclass, as you say, is a lot of class, plenty of weight in his back, but he ticks a lot of boxes.
He does, yeah. He's got loads of experience. You need it for them races.
And assuming all things remain normal, we get a little bit of rain today, what do you think is your best chance to go?
It's a very open race. I suppose if you'd give me the only exposed horse, I'd probably say come later.
And you're going to have plenty of representatives down there over the course of the week. What do you think is your best chance of a couple of winners?
We've loads of nice horses around. Obviously, the Boss Oscar runs in the Beginner's Chase. The ground is safe. You know, your party central. We've got Gland running the Maiden Hurdle and a few nice bumper horses as well, so we've got a lot of nice runners all being well.
And you've kept yourself busy, but from a Meath point of view, you've kept yourself busy supporting the Meath team. Great to see the minors doing well, great to see the ladies doing well. You enjoy those couple of days?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time at Crow Park this summer, obviously, with and all over the country following the county. But yeah, great to see the under 20s win, and the girls, you know, the girls are something else, you know. I think a lot of the lads need to stand up and have a good look at them, and you know, hopefully our county can come back to where we want it.
And to see the girls doing that against the Dubs in Croke Park in front of a big crowd, you're a passionate GAA man, you support the local Summerhill team here like that as well, it's great.
It was unbelievable, you know, even to go back to Knightsbrook that night when you see them all coming back, you know, for me, I suppose the one thing we're probably lacking in our county for the last 5-10 years is to see kids going around wearing the jerseys, you know, to see the amount of kids going around all the villages now wearing the Meath jerseys, that's what we need, it's unbelievable.
And just looking ahead now to the season, just in terms of the big horses that are coming back, what horses are really exciting? You just saw Tiger Roll just back in.
I look at Tiger's back. We've got a serious bunch of young horses. Obviously, we lost a bit of firepower this year, but we've got a lot of nice young horses. We're rebuilding, and we're just looking forward to the season to come.